The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And we're wrapping up a week-long discussion about America's obsession with a flat belly. Even though you don't always find a lot of flat bellies in this country, we certainly see hundreds of magazine headlines that tell us how to get one.
Whether you've made peace with your belly or you're actively trying to flatten it, I think we can all agree that some types of clothes are more belly-friendly than others. We've all had that shirt or dress that just didn't look so good around the midsection, and it takes a little trial and error to figure out how to emphasize your best features and downplay the ones you're not as thrilled with.
Two fashion experts named Trini and Susanna, who've written some great books on how to dress, say that if you can't beat it, conceal it. One of their tips is to buy pants that cut across the middle of your belly because it automatically makes it look smaller. Also, ruched or gathered shirts that just graze across your stomach are good options, and so are wrap dresses and tops with a deep V-neck. And of course, it goes without saying that a good pair of Spanx or any kind of high-waisted shapewear can work wonders under your clothes.
And here are the things they say you should not wear if you're trying to minimize your belly. Don't wear pleated pants, short t-shirts, belted jackets, or tight tank tops because they are generally not too belly-friendly.
No, they're not. I'll definitely be using those tips in a few weeks right after Thanksgiving dinner when my belly is full of stuffing and pumpkin pie.
Me too. Well, that's it for us this week, but you can always find us online at nwamotherlode.com and join us back here Monday for more Mamas on Magic.